Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Are you finding the grace of the Lord to keep on plugging along here on this Saturday?
到了礼拜六，你有没有找到主的恩典？我们能够继续这个聚会。
In your devotions this morning, did you plug into the grid?
今天早上，你有没有跟这个电网连上？
It was nice. We had a song leader up here who's plugged into the grid. He's preaching on fusion now.
感谢主，我们领事的弟兄他与电网连上了，今天早上来跟我们谈巨变的事情。
And even when we sing a wonderful song like In Christ Alone, that's written by somebody who's on the grid, don't you think?
我们唱的这首美好的诗歌在基督里，它的作者一定是跟电网连在一起。
We want to read some various scriptures, but we'll begin...In Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, our theme verses.
我们要读一些的圣经。首先我们还是翻到聚会的主题的以腓立比书第三章第十节。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
And then just a couple of verses from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, 17, Paul's prayer.
我们再回到以弗所书第三章第十六、十七节是保罗的祷告。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory,To be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们里面的人刚强起，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
And then a familiar passage to all of you in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,We'll begin in verse 7 and read through verse 11.
大家都很熟悉的哥林多后书第四章的几处经文，我们从第七节开始。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way.But not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake.So that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
And Lord, we come to you this morning again to stand under your headship, to ask for that anointing of the Holy Spirit, giving us the power of the resurrection to the words of God that would be spoken.
主，今天早上我们再次来到你的跟前。在你复活的地位上来向你祈求，求你赐下天上那个属灵的膏油，使我们可以得着你活泼的话。
We pray that you would further press us into an experiential knowing of yourself this day.
我们愿意你来催促我们，能够愿意起来跟随你，能够进到这个对你话语的主观经历里。
And we commit this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间恭敬的仰望交托。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
靠着主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to step back as we look at Philippians and these verses for just a moment.
我愿意花一点点的时间先 进一步来看一下腓立比书的这段经文。
I don't want us to get lost in the trees and not see the forest as a whole.
我不愿意大家只见树木不见森林。
Philippians is actually a very personal testimony.
腓立比书是一个非常个人性的见证。
And the Holy Spirit kept this letter for our edification.
圣灵把这本书保存下来是为着我们被建造。
You know, his doctrinal letters of Ephesians and Colossians are tremendous revelations.
我们知道以弗所书和哥罗西书特别是有真理上的启示。
But in this testimony in Philippians, sometimes we see wonderful things in a testimony even more than in doctrines.
但是在腓立比书这个个人的见证的里头，我们甚至可以看见有些时候比那个真理的启示更加的明亮。
So we've taken this one sentence in chapter 3 verses 10 and 11, we've broken that up into 4 or 5 pieces for everybody to share this weekend.
所以这次大会就用这一节圣经腓立比书三章十节把它分成几个部分我们一起来看。
But if we truly step back and see what Paul is saying,
但是如果我们退一步真正的来看保罗在这边要说什么，
I think you can detect the lyrics of a love song.
我相信你能够在这里边读出一首爱情歌曲的那个歌词。
This is Paul's love song.
这是保罗的爱的诗篇。
The Lord flooded Paul with amazing grace and love on the road to Damascus.
我们的主在大马色的路上把他的爱倾倒下来充满了保罗。
It's true when Paul went on the grid, there was the bright light from heaven and a Shekinah glory that absolutely threw Paul to the ground.
真的是一个天上来的大光一下就把他击倒。
But when our Lord Jesus began to speak to Paul, he spoke in a tone of love.
但是当主对他说话的时候却是带着那样的爱来轻声地对他说话。
Sometimes we read it because, you know, we preachers are loud, like, we like to say, like, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
有些时候我们讲到的弟兄会用一个很大的声音来说扫罗为什么逼迫。
But I think if we heard the tone of Jesus' voice, we'd hear the tone of one who loves this renegade Saul.
但是我相信如果我们能够听见主耶稣说话的他的那个语调是非常的带着慈爱。
My dear Saul, you're so religious.
我亲爱的扫罗你是这样子的宗追随宗教。
You love God so much.
你是这样子的爱神。
That you're doing crazy stuff.
然而你却在这边疯狂的做一些事情。
And don't you know you're not getting anywhere?
你不知道 你并没有得到任何东西吗?
You can't kick against me.
你不能来与我作对。
I can't speak the words like Jesus spoke them.
当然我不能像主耶稣那样来说话。
But I know something.
但是我知道一些事。
Paul was captured by love.
但是保罗被爱抓住。
He was captured by mercy.
他被神的怜悯抓住。
And when he said, What should I do, Lord? He was absolutely a bondservant of Jesus. Within 1 minute.
就在那转眼之间当他对主说主啊我当做什么的时候他就已经成了爱的奴仆。
All Jesus had to do was place upon Paul a robe of righteousness and say, You're forgiven. And Paul was in love.
主所做的不过是把他的义袍披在保罗的身上保罗就在那边完全的被爱所降服。
You know, some people strongly desire to be loved.
我们知道很多人非常渴慕得到爱。
Some people strongly desire to know the truth.
很多人非常渴慕要得到真理。
Some people desire to know holiness.
很多人强烈的愿望得到圣洁。
For Saul, he longed for righteousness.
对扫罗来说他渴慕能够得到那个公义。
He was building up a portfolio of righteousness.
他在那边要建立他自己的那个义行的档案。
But as his righteousness collapsed as filthy rags before this Shekinah glory.
但在这神荣耀的光中他看见了自己的义不过是那个破烂的衣服。
The Lord said, justified.
神对他说，你被称义了。
Righteous.
你是义人。
All Paul strove for through his perhaps 30 years, now accomplished by faith.
保罗花了有30年之久来追求的那个公义，借着信心他一下就得到了。
And Paul found enough perfect love to cast out all his fears and allow him to cast away all that rubbish of his portfolio.
他得到了这个爱，可以让他转瞬之间就看万事如粪土，就把他们都丢弃了。
He no longer needed outward props of self-esteem.
他实在不再需要那个外在的那个被人尊敬。
I don't like it when people are trying to prop up our young people's self-esteem.
我实在不喜欢看见我们很多的人要来激励年轻人的时候，来鼓励他们要得到他们的自尊。
Like they can do no wrong.
好像他们做不了什么错事。
Like they can do anything they want.
好像他们可以任意而为。
Baloney.
这实在是胡扯。
If someone finds the love of Christ, you don't need to pump self-esteem and psychological verbiage into their heart.
当一个人遇见了基督，你就实在不需要用任何其他的事物来使他们自我膨胀。
Well, I don't want to get on that subject. I'm already in trouble. I can see by looking at you.
我知道我已经遇到了麻烦，所以我不会继续再这样说下去。
But in this testimony in Philippians, we see Paul pursuing to capture the one who captured him.
我们在腓立比书这边看见他要努力面前的，要得到那位得到他的主。
In chapter 3, verse 10, he's found a doorway to find out more about his lover.
在第十节这边，他给我们看见一个门，他可以进了这个门来得到爱他的主。
That I may know him.
使我认识他。
He said, I can gain more experience of my lover by knowing more about the power of the resurrection.
靠着他复活的大能，我可以更多的得着这位爱我的主。
The more I share in his sufferings, the more I'm going to find out about him.
我越多的与他的受苦有份，我就可以更多的认识他。
The more I'm captured and conformed to his death, the more I'm going to know him.
我要效法他的死，越多的效法他的死，我就越多的认识他。
So he's singing a love song as he's climbing the mountain of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
所以因着基督从上面来招他的呼召，他就在这边攀登一座山，而且唱着这首爱的诗歌。
If I might draw a parallel from this passage in Philippians, I would say Paul was like the Shulamite woman pursuing Solomon.
如果我要用一个对比类比的话，我就愿意把保罗在这边的经历类比到雅歌里边的那个苏拉密女，他被所罗门所吸引。
You remember how the love song opens up?
你记得那首爱的诗歌是怎么开始的吗
？Oh, Solomon, kiss me again, kiss me again.
所罗门啊，愿你用嘴与我亲嘴，用口与我亲嘴。
Maids, help me, I'm lovesick.
你来帮助我，我实在是失爱成病。
That was Paul.
这其实是保罗。
Traveling up that mountain, he'll go through any sharing of his suffering. What are you kidding me? You think he's going to hold back if it's an opportunity to know more about his lover?
他愿意这样子来登山，他不在乎一切的代价，因为只有在那个里头，他可以更多的认识爱他的主。
Now I just share this by way of introduction.
这只不过是我的开场白。
Because some of you may not be able to appreciate the love song because you don't know how much.Jesus loves you.
因为在座可能有些人并不真的来欣赏神的爱，你不知道主耶稣是多么的爱你。
Oh, you have no idea. We have no idea.
我们实在是知道的太少，其实是太无知。
The things that he's prepared for them that love him, you have no idea how much he loves you.
他为爱他的人所预备的你实在是没有办法了解，没有办法知道。
You remember how Paul says in here that I may gain Christ.
看见这边保罗说我要得着基督。
I pose this question. Who's gaining who?
我愿意问大家到底是谁要得着谁。
I think the Lord's gaining Paul.
我觉得是主在得着保罗。
Paul says I'm gaining Christ.
但是保罗说我要得着基督。
Lord says, sure, come on, Paul. Come on, game me, come on.
主说, 好啊, 那你就来吧, 保罗。
Do you love the Lord Jesus with all your heart and mind and soul and strength?
你是不是全心全意爱主你的?
And this book of Philippians opens up like a love song.
但是腓立比书在这边给我们打开了一首爱的诗歌。
So now let's not get lost in all of our doctrines as we plow through this letter.
当我们读这个书信的时候, 愿我们不要只是迷失在这些真理的教导。
Now, of course, we realize that the doorway that Paul found into this deeper experience of Christ is not really the doorway of the power of the resurrection, nor the doorway of the sharing of the fellowship of the sufferers.
当然我们在这边看见打开的这扇门,它不仅仅只是复活的大能,或者是有份于他的受苦。
What is the doorway into the power of resurrection and the fellowship of the sufferers?
那么进入到他复活大能和与他一同受苦的那个门是什么呢?
Of course, the doorway is him.
当然,这个门就是我们的主自己。
And more specifically, as our dear brother shared yesterday, Christ crucified.
特别是我们弟兄昨天所交通到的,是基督并他钉十字架。
So would we know the power of his resurrection? We go through the door of Christ crucified. Boom! There's that resurrection on the other side.
你想经历基督复活的大能吗? 你要进入到基督并他钉十字架的那个门。
There's that finished work there, working actively.
那个地方就是他已经完成了的那个工作,开始在我们身上在发动。
And the fellowship of his sufferings.
与他的受苦有份。
Now there again, we take up our cross and pursue after Christ crucified.
那就是我们要背起自己的十字架来追随为我们钉十字架的主。
As Paul put it in Colossians, as I do my part in filling up that which is lacking of the sufferings of Christ, I do it with joy.
就好像保罗在哥罗西书那边提到的,我愿意在我的身上补满基督患难的缺欠,他是带着何等的喜乐来这样子的追求。
Just like it was with Jesus, for the joy set before him.
就像我们的主一样,因着摆在前头的喜乐。
But I don't want to go into Ted's message anymore.
我不愿意在这边再更多的说彭弟兄的信息。
Perhaps the initiation of the modern missionary movement, which eventually touched China in such a profound way, the Moravians were behind it.
也许在这边我们可以看见这个开启现代传教的运动的摩拉维亚弟兄们的身影。
You know, they were a family together living in Germany, and one third of the family left and went out to Greenland, to the Caribbean, to Alaska, to places unknown to preach the gospel.
我们知道他们大概有三分之一的家,聚在一起的家庭,外出到世界各地去传福音。
And do you know what their motto was for their missionary expansion?
你知不知道他们在这边扩展福音的事工的时候,他们的格言是什么吗?
Hidden in the wounds of Christ.
是在基督的那个爱怀里。
They were sharing in the sufferings of Christ as they preached the gospel. They had to learn the language of the Eskimos and then preach the gospel to them.
他们在那边与基督一同受苦, 他们要必须学会那个土著的语言, 为着要给他们传福音。
So you see, we discover more of the Lord as we touch Christ crucified, both in sharing suffering and in knowing the power of his resurrection.
如果我们与基督耶稣并他钉十字架连接在一起的话,我们就可以更多的经历他复活的大能,也可以跟他的受苦有份。Now
last time, of course, we looked at the church of Ephesus and we saw how the Lord turned on that power grid there.
上一章,昨天我们有讲到以弗所的教会,他们是如何的被跟神的电网连上。Maybe
God is foolish, but he chooses the most wicked cities to build his church.
也许神是有点愚昧,但是他却选择了好像最邪恶的这个城市来建造他的教会。Now
do you live near San Francisco? Congratulations.
如果你是生活在三藩市的周围,祝贺你。But
we're competing with you in New York.
我们在纽约是你的竞争对手。I
think there's a few from LA, oh boy.
还有一些人是从洛杉矶来的。
We don't even want to mention Seattle, Washington.
甚至不愿意提到西雅图，华盛顿的西雅图。
All of these cities off the grid, dark, full of sin. And God says, build my church.
在那个地方我们能够看见这个黑暗的势力是何等的巨大。
And with the Ephesus, it's as if Jesus was standing over the city like a great colossus. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And despite great opposition, great work was done.
主耶稣好像就在那边站立在以弗所这个城市以上对他们说我要在这里建立我的教会阴间的权势不能胜过他。
The Lord mightily built his church.
神用巨大的能力来建造他的教会。
Now, I don't want to get back on the grid or I'll get too excited.
我不愿意再更多的谈这个电网的事情要不然我太兴奋。
Because we want to move to the next stage.
因为我要接下来进到下一个阶段。
Now Paul is writing Ephesians as a letter more than 10 years after his visit and time of ministry in that city.
保罗在大概访问以弗所之后十年之后写了这本以弗所书。
And as we displayed yesterday, they had experienced personally the wonderful power of the resurrection as the gospel went forth and people were saved.
昨天我们有提到当主耶稣基督的福音传到那边的时候他们经历到了这个复活的大能有很多的人得救。
Well now, why is Paul writing the letter? Do they still need something?
那么为什么保罗还要再写以弗所书呢？他们还缺乏什么呢？
Indeed, they need something, and Paul's praying for a special revelation.
确实是这样，因为保罗在这边祷告祈求圣灵的启示。
They needed further revelation.
他在这边给他们进一步的一个启示。
Yesterday, we talked about them needing a revelation of the power of the resurrection that it took to raise them.From their deadness in sins and trespass.
昨天我们有提到，他们需要这个启示的灵来告让他们看见，那把他们从死里、从罪和死里边拯救出来的那个复活大能。
As we said yesterday, probably most of us didn't realize how dead we were when we got saved.
我昨天有提到，也许我们大多数人当我们得救的时候，并没有意识到自己是死人。
If I asked you to raise your hand, don't.
如果我要请你们举手的话，当然你们不用。
How many of you, when you accepted Jesus Christ and asked him to be your savior, thought you were still pretty good? Don't raise your hand.
有多少的人，当你得救的时候，接受耶稣基督做你救主的时候，其实你还觉得自己是不错。
Some of you must have felt that way.
但是我们在座有不少人可能是这样。
Well, I know my brother and sister are bad, but I'm the best of the bunch.
我知道我的弟兄姊妹都很糟糕，但是呢，我比他们都强。
I'm not so bad. I'm not really dead. I'm just a little disobedient.
我没有那么坏，然后我没有死，我只不过是有点不顺服。
Well, you know, when you're a kid, I mean, maybe you stole your sister's lollipop. There's not a lot you did.
也许你小的时候抢你姐姐的棒棒糖，你觉得那个好像并不是死人做的。
But you were still dead in your trespasses and sins, walking according to the course of this world.
然而你却做事是追随今世的风俗，你就在罪和过犯里头生活。
Now there's no advantage to getting saved later in life.
当然你得救比较晚是没有什么好处。
But I got saved when I was 20 years old, so at least I knew what a sinner I was.
当我20岁的时候我得救了，至少那个时候我知道我是一个什么样的罪人。
I had a list of grown-up sins.
我可以列出一个单字告诉我长大的时候我犯了哪些罪。
But I think it was a few years after my salvation that I realized how evil I was, how sinful I was, and especially as our dear brother Ted pointed out, how I had committed iniquity against God alone, against you alone have I sinned.
然而只是过了几年之后我才意识到我是多么的邪恶，我是多么的有那个罪孽得罪了神。
So Paul is writing to reveal to them, I want you to see all that God did on your behalf when in his great mercy, he raised you from the dead.
所以保罗要写信给以弗所的圣徒让他们看见说神是用了何等大的能力来把他们从他们的罪和死里边拯救出来。
But he also wrote the book of Ephesians, a letter of Ephesians 10 years later for another reason.
他十年以后写以弗所书还有另外一个原因。
The children of God needed to see that the resurrection power not only saves and gives us life.
神的百姓，神的儿女需要看见说，神把复活的大能赐下来，不仅是要拯救我们脱离罪和死的权势。
But they would need to see that it takes the power of the resurrection to change their inner character.
他们还需要在启示的光中看见说神赐下这个复活的大能是为着要让他们能够在里面被建造成基督的品格。
It's one thing to be saved from sin and outward sin.
在外面从罪的权势底下得拯救是一回事。
But what does it take to change us, to renew us in the inner man?
但是让我们里边的人被改变是需要一种何等的能力。
How hard does the Holy Spirit have to craft and work to build within us the strength of His might so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith?
圣灵要用何等巨大的能力要来改变我们里边的人使我们里边的人能够刚强好叫基督能够因信住在我们的里面使我们的爱心有根有基。
Now, if I took a poll, I don't know, maybe be 50-50. Which do you think it takes more power? To raise you from the dead of sin or to transform you into the likeness of Christ?
也许我可以在这边做个调查大概有一半的人知道或者不知道。那么到底从罪和死里面得拯救的能力更大呢还是把我们的性格改变有基督的形象需要更大的能力呢
Well, I'll tell you what I think.
我要告诉你我的答案是什么。
I think it takes more mighty power to change us within into the character of Christ.
我认为需要更大的能力才能够把我们里边的人改变让我们能够有基督的品格。
And the reason I say it is that God has to employ double power to change our inward character.
我觉得主必须要用双倍的能力才能够把我们内在的品格来改变。
He uses the power of the resurrection,
他使用了复活的大能,
but he also has to employ the power of the cross.
但是他仍然需要再用十字架的能力来改变我们。
And of course, in God's economy, the truth of the matter is they work hand in hand together as the power of God.
事实上,在神的经营里头,他把这个复活大能和十字架在一起做工。然后才能来改变我们。
Now this power, the thing about this power to change us from within, it's no longer a grid, it's an inner power.
我们要想象，我们要知道，这个内在的改变已经不再是那个电网，而是一个里面的能力。
Now the brother who led the singing this morning, I'm glad he was taking notes when I spoke.
今天早上领诗的弟兄我很高兴昨天我讲到的时候他记了笔记。
He remembered that I said you've got to be in Christ to be on the power grid.
他记得昨天我们提到你必须是在基督里然后你才能与这个电网连接。
And that you have to be submitted under the headship of Christ to be on the power grid.
你必须要服在基督元首的权柄之下你才能够经历这个电网的能力。
But this morning we're saying Christ needs to be in you.
今天早上我们愿意说基督也必须在你的里面。
For the power of God to change you from within.
这样的话神的能力才能够从里面来改变我。
You know, the United States is just the best country for inventing terrible things.
美国大概是最好的一个发明很多不好东西的不好事物的这个国家。
I was at a conference last week and a brother reported to us that there's now a church in the United States where you can get power.
所以昨天上个礼拜在一个特会里边有个弟兄告诉我说现在在美国有这样的一种聚会你可以在那个聚会里边得着能力。
As if it's something kind of impersonal thing.
好像这是一个没有人格的一个东西。
Now you go online.
现在你可以上网。
Choose which of the 9 gifts of the Spirit you want.
你可以选择这九个圣灵的果子之一。
You get tongues for $100, prophecy for $200.
你可以花100块钱得到说方言的能力或者200块钱做先知讲道的能力。
They guarantee you the gift of the Spirit.
他们可以付让你花钱来得到这个礼物。
You pay more for gift of healing, you know.
你要花更多的钱来得到医治之能。
And if you get your package and you're not satisfied, send it back, they'll give you another gift for more money.
如果你买了这一套的能力如果你不满足的话你可以退货。
What is this distribution of the Holy Spirit's power? Just some kind of a low watt battery they're passing around?
那么圣灵的能力是不是就像你去买一套的这个电池一样可以卖给你呢?
Here's Paul talking about the power of God in the church.
这边保罗给我们看见教会
Then that magnificent building statement in Ephesians 4.
在以弗所书第四章那边谈到教会建造的时候，那个伟大的陈述。
Paul talks about the church coming into the fullness, the unity of the faith.
保罗在那边说到教会在那边进入到基督合一的真道上合一的里面。
Transformed from individual parts to one new man.
说到把我们的个体能够在他的里面建造成一个新人新造。
One mature man.
是一个成熟的那个新人。
Measured according to the stature of the fullness of Christ.
是以满有基督长成的那个身量。
Ladies and gentlemen, this is talking about character.
弟兄姊妹，这个是说到我们里面的品格。
This isn't talking about power wattage and how many people you can heal with your hands.
这个并没有在说到是你用能力去医治，能够医治多少人。
This is talking about transformed sinners into a bride of Christ without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
这是说到如何把罪人能够转变成基督的心腹，毫无瑕疵，毫无斑点。
He's defining divine character.Within us.
他在我们的里面建造他那神圣的品格。
So the church can come upon that ground of the power of resurrection.
所以教会能够在他复活的根基上得以建造。
And from the moment we're saved, we become part of the new creation.
当我们得救的那一刻，我们就成了这个新造的一个部分。
But when we turn to 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 and see this definition of the new creation,
然而当我们翻到哥林多后书第五章这边我们看见这个新造的定义是什么
We see strategically that the power of the cross has to have its effect in us for the new creation to be real and living.
为着这个新造这个品格能够对我们成为真实的而且是活着的我们在这边必须要看见十字架的工作。
In verse 14 he says, For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this,That one died for all, therefore all died.
这边十四节说，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
That's where the new creation starts.
这是新造的开始。
We're all dead together.
我们都一起死了。
And verse 15, he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
十五节，并且他替众人死，叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
So now we were all dead, now we're all alive.
我们一同死，现在我们也都一同复活。
Oh, but wait.
但是等一下。
We no longer live for ourselves.
我们不再为自己而活。
We live for the one who made us come alive.
我们为这位替我们死，让我们死而复活的主活。
In verse 16, therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Oh my goodness.Even though we once knew Christ according to the flesh, we know him thus no longer.
16节这边说，从今以后我们不再凭着外貌认人了，虽然曾经凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他。
Therefore, because we all died, we're all alive, we all see Christ. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come.
所以若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So, what I'm trying to say is that Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 is not talking about a way to gain power.
换一句话说，腓立比书三章十节并不是给我们看见有一个方法，我们就可以得到他的能力。
Now, we read it wrong if we say he lists four things in Philippians 3, 10 and 11.
在这边好像是提到了四件事情。
Number one,
第一个
I want to know him.
我想要认识他。
Number two,
第二
I want to know power of his resurrection.
我想晓得他复活的大能。
Number three, I want to share the sufferings.
我要与他一同受苦。
Number four, I want to be conformed to his death.
我想效法他的死。
No,
不是这样子。
Only in Christ do you experience the power of the resurrection.
只有在基督里你才可以经历到他的复活大能。
Only in Christ can you share the fellowship of his suffering.
只有在基督里你才可以与他的受苦有份。
It's a very personal thing.
这是一个非常有人格的东西。
Only in Christ are you made conformable unto his death.
只有在基督里你才可以效法他的死。
Now, can I illustrate with three terrible illustrations?
我可不可以用三个很不好的例子来说明这件。
I mean, how can you explain your union with Christ as you learn these things?
你可以当你来学习这些事情的时候你怎么可以经历到你与基督的联合呢
Number one illustration.
第一个说明
Our brother Lance Lambert.
我们兰培德弟兄
You remember?
记得吗
Yeah. He used to call himself Lance Lambert.
他曾经这样来发音说他的名字叫做 Lance.
Now I always thought it would be better Lance Lambert or Lance Lambert. But English is a terrible language.
英文是一个很可怕的语言。
You remember the story Lance tells when he was a young preacher in the British Army.
你记得他说到他年轻的时候在英国的军队里边服役。
He was a chaplain.
他是军队里边的随军牧师。
In Egypt.
在埃及。
He got very sick.
他得病了。
And in the end, he had to be recuperated, and he was recuperated in the house of two missionary sisters.
所以他必须要来休养所以他就在那个两个做传道士的姊妹的他们的地方住的地方。
You know, it's sisters that make the church go round.
我们知道在教会里边其实是因着姊妹的服侍教会才能够。
I mean, Daniel and I, we're just up here in obedience to our wives.
我们只不过是在表面上顺服我们的妻子而已。
Now these two ladies, and I forget the name, I think one was named Gladys, but maybe somebody remembers.
也许有人记得这个姊妹的名字我只记得其中之一还不太准确。
Now, these two missionary ladies
这两位传道的姊妹
were powerhouses of prayer.
这两位传道的姊妹在他们的家里边成为了一个祷告之家。
Maybe some of you have read the book Rhys Howell's Intercessor.
你们大概在座有些弟兄姊妹读过这个 Rhys Howell 这个代祷者的他的传记。
These two sisters had gone to Rhys Howell's School of Intercession.
他们曾经在 Rhys Howell 的那个神学院里边受过训练。
They had Bibles that were worn out in the Old Testament, including Leviticus, as well as the New.
他们读圣经读得非常的勤奋包括利未记他们都读得很熟包括新约圣经。
And Lance said they would get a phone call from Egypt or from Israel or somewhere.Somebody needing prayer or the military doing something, and they would get this phone call, and then they would go to prayer.
然后当他们收到从埃及或者从什么地方来的电话需要祷告的代祷的时候他们就马上开始来代祷。
They pull out their Bible like Zorro, and start quoting scriptures as the sword of the Spirit, and as they prayed through things.
他们就好像佐罗一样拿出那个宝剑圣灵的宝剑就开始这样子的来祷告来回的这个代祷一直到祷告的成就。
And Lance learned the power of prayer in fellowship with those two sisters.
然后兰佩德弟兄就因着跟两位姊妹的这个交通和同工他学会了祷告。
You see what I'm saying?
明白吗?
You have to learn the power of the resurrection through Jesus exclusive.
你必须只有在基督耶稣的里面你才能够知道他复活的大能。
Christ in me, teaching me the power of the resurrection.
是在我们里面的基督来教导我们怎么样子经历他复活的大能。
How about sharing the fellowship of the sufferings?
那关于与他一同受苦这件事情。
You know, it's an amazing thing when two people have been in the army serving together during a war.
你知道两位一同在世界大战里边打仗的作战的士兵他们的故事
It brings two men closer together than brothers.
借着这样的经历把两位兄弟带得更加的亲密。
And why is it?
为什么呢?
Every once in a while they celebrate an anniversary of World War II, maybe over in Hawaii.
他们也许在二战也许在夏威夷他们一起来庆祝他们的结婚纪念日。
Only a few old veterans left alive.
大概只有很少的这个复员军人现在还活着。
They fly in there from Ohio or Iowa, and as soon as they meet, they start to cry.
然后当他们要来庆祝他们的这个纪念日的时候，他们从各地聚在一起，他们看见彼此看见的时候就开始哭。
With all the killing and the deaths around them, they went through a suffering that they shared together, and it locks them right there together.
因为他们曾经一同经历那个战争的残酷，看见了这么多流血受死的事情。 那这些经历使他们能够紧紧地连在一起。
So that's the deal.
所以这就是这件事。
If you walk with Christ in you through times of suffering, what do you learn?
如果你在基督的里面借着受苦的经历你能够得到什么？
Well, you learn the grace of God to suffer.
你能够知道你能够得到基督的恩典让你能够受苦。
But you learned, as you find somebody who sticketh closer than a brother,
然后那个时候你会经历到有一个比你兄弟更亲密的人。
It's times when you share in fellowship of suffering, you see him say to you, my son, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
在你受苦最深的时候你能够听见一个声音对你说我的孩子我永远不会离弃你永远永远不会撇下你。
Or how about being conformed to his death?
那么关于效法他的死这件事是怎么样
You know, again, it's a bad illustration. But you know what? A son, a lot of times they just don't understand their fathers.
当然这好像也不是很合适的一个比方。很多的孩子不了解他们的父亲。
哎, my father is such a jerk.
我父亲好像是这么不近人情。
He thinks he knows everything.
他觉得他知道一切。
He'll never admit he's wrong.
他永远不会承认自己
的错。He always expects the most.
他永远对我们这样高标准的要求。
Of course, one day the son becomes a dad.
当然有一天这个孩子自己成了一个父亲。
Oh, I understand. Oh,
现在我明白了。
You see, as the more we become lamb-like in our nature, the more we understand that's why Jesus said that. That's why Jesus did that.
你知道只有当我们里边越来越多的有羔羊的品格的时候我们才能够明白哦为什么基督要这样说为什么他要这样说。
You know, until we come into his nature, a lot of stuff Jesus did, we just don't understand.
除非我们开始在他的性情上有份他所做的很多的事情是我们无法明白。
So Paul says, I'm going to get to know him.
所以保罗在这边说我要认识他。
As he builds his lamb-like character in me.
当他在我的里面来建造羔羊的品格的时候。
So, you see, these things are learned, even the power of his resurrection out of fellowship with the Lord.
借着与基督的交通我们就开始把这些事情学会学到。
And of course, this is exactly what Jesus did.
当然这就是耶稣基督正在做的事。
Jesus said continually, I do nothing out of myself.
耶稣基督说我靠着自己不做任何事。
You see, Jesus had his own authority and power, but he didn't use it.
他耶稣有他自己的权柄，有他自己的能力，他却不凭自己做任何事。
He used the power and the authority that the Father gave him.
他用父亲所赐给他的那个权柄和能力来做事。
And that was his secret.
这就是他的秘诀。
And so it is with us.
我们也应该是一样。
Now we have been born again, we're on the grid.
我们现在得以重生了，我们现在与电网连在一起。
But do we want to serve the Lord?
我们愿意服侍主吗?
Well, it would help if we knew him a little bit.
如果我们能够更多的认识他就会帮助我们。
I suppose you can serve God with the gifts of the Spirit but not know the Lord very well.
有些人他们可以有属灵的恩赐但是他们却不认识主。
I suppose you can do things that he never asked you to do and use the power that you have, but in the end, will that be acceptable?
我相信你可以使用他所赐的这个能力和恩赐去做一些事情并不是他要你做的结果会怎么样呢
It's true. It's like we're on the grid.
没有错我们是在电网上。
I don't know how many of you felt like you received the power of the Holy Spirit as a young Christian, but I certainly felt that way.
我不知道在座的有多少的年轻人你觉得你有看见过圣灵运行的那个大能。
So there's your house. The electricity's on.
好像坐在家里边的时候看见有电的时候。
All the lights are on.
所有的这个电灯都是打开的。
All the refrigerator's going, the stove's going, the television's going.
所有的电器都被打开了。
All that power.
然后你能够看见是电能在那边运行。
Then the Lord says, you need to let Alexa take over. You need to buy you a little Amazon thingy.
你要去
plug it into your computer.
Okay, gotcha. 你必须要去亚马逊买一个那个 Alexa 来控制他们。
You gotta get yourself hooked up.
你要把你自己跟这个连在一起。
Lights don't need to be on all the time. Alexa, turn off the lights.
然后你就说, Alexa, 你把电灯关了。
And you see, until you get this thing programmed by the life of Christ within you, you're just using raw power.
你知道,如果不是基督,跟基督连接在一起,让基督能够组织在你的里面的话,
You know, my brother Daniel comes from Houston, Texas. Where Texas?
Yeah, well, I'm from Texas.
Yeah. So, of course, what this means is, you know, he owns oil wells.
是,我拥有一个石油公司。
Now, the way they used to dig oil wells back in the old days,
在过去的旧的时间,他们在钻井的时候,
they drilled a big pipe down, 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 down with a drill at the front, and a big pipe goes down, 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 and then eventually it hits oil.
他们是用一个钻杆,然后要钻得很深的地方,最后达到那个油层,
comes out of the ground, up in the air, they say, we struck oil, black gold!
然后那个油就,油气就喷出来,然后我们就会说,我们找到油了,这个是黑色的金子。
Then Pete Buttigieg says, shut it off! Oh, no, that's another story.
So
there's that oil up in the air, and Daniel standing there get oil all over his face.
你站在那边看的时候,这些油就降下来,然后你全身就满了油。
And then he realizes, hey, what's this? He's getting hit with a lot of rocks, too.
也许还有一些石头,
a lot of dirt.
还有很多的尘土,
a lot of water.
还有很多的水,
all kinds of strange chemicals.
还有很多各种各样的化学物品。Hold it,
this is a wildcat strike here. We gotta tame this thing.
这实在是太放肆了,我们要把它驯化。
They put some kind of cap on there and some pipes, and they get it off where they can distill it.
然后你就开始加一些管道,把它们输送到一个地方可以去炼油。
Now you see, if you're not capped in the power of the resurrection, you may go all over the place, and I guarantee you, this is what happens to servants of God. They burn out.
所以如果你要是不给自己的这个能量加上一个盖子的话,不得以控制的话,我告诉你, 很多的时候,很多服侍主的人会被 burn out.
I'm serving God with all the lights on.
我是一个主的仆人,我服侍的时候,所有的灯都要打开。
I'm traveling here and there and all over the place by the power of God.
靠着神的能力,我到这边传道,到那边传道,各处都去。
And of course, eventually, that power runs out.
到最后的话,你会精疲力尽。
Paul experienced a lot of that.
保罗其实经历到很多这样的事。
The Lord revealed himself in Paul.
主在保罗的里面启示他自己。
Oh, the things he learned about the power of the resurrection, even as a young believer.
甚至在他还是一个年幼的信徒的时候,他就经历到主复活的大能。
You know, Paul literally experienced the power of the resurrection when he was stoned to death.
你知道,
in Lystra.
他在路斯德那个地方被石头打死的时候,他确确实实经历到主那复活的大能。
And you remember on his third missionary journey, how Eutychus fell out of the window because brother Dana was talking too long.
你知道在他第三次旅行布道的时候,这个油推骨因着保罗讲道时间太久,结果他死。
And Paul ran out and jumped on his body like Elijah did back in the Old Testament and breathed on him, and that boy came back to life.
然后保罗就好像旧约先知以利亚那样,他就跑到他那边,把他的身体扶在他的上面,结果油推骨就被复活。
Now that was Eutychus, right?
这是油推骨,对吗?
Yeah, you know what his name means in Greek? Lucky.
你知道他的这个希腊文的名字的意思是什么吗?
So Paul had experience. Lucky.
幸运。
Good, it's good, Eutychus. Good luck.
他是一个幸运,他的名字叫,意思是幸运。
It's not important. But Paul is also learning how to utilize the power of the resurrection by the inner life of Christ.
但是保罗仍然要学习如何借着内在的那个生命来应用基督复活的道理。
As in a couple of examples, could I just give you a few?
我还是要给大家几个例子。
So, he would engage in spiritual warfare sometimes.
有些时候他在那个属灵的征战里头,
by resurrection power in prayer.
借着祷告他运用那个复活的能力。
And he had learned to dispense this power according to the will of God.
他学会了来照着神的旨意 来分享来应用这个复活的能力。
And he found at times he could pray effectively even when he wasn't present with them.
甚至他不跟圣徒在一起的时候，他能够借着祷告的能力来帮助他们。
You remember in 1 Corinthians 5, Paul says, although I'm not with you in body, I'm with you in spirit, and I'm saying that you need to take that man and put him out of the assembly till he stops sinning openly.
你记得在哥林多前书第五章那边说，我虽然身子不在那里，但是我的灵却与你们同在，你们要把这样的人赶出教会。
Though I'm absent in body, I'm with you in spirit, and so it's done.
因为我虽然我身子不在那里，但是我的灵与你们同在，这件事情就要做成。
You notice in some of his letters at the end, he says, please pray.
你知道他在书信的很多书信的结尾说到，请为我们祷告。
And why?
为什么？
Because there was great opposition in some cities, and Paul wanted doors open.
因为在很多的城里边有巨大的反对的力量，所以保罗愿意请他们祷告，好使神能够开这扇门。
And he found we could open doors in the most incredible places by the power of the Spirit in prayer.
他发现借着祷告，借着灵里边的那个祷告的力量，能够神为能够为我们开一扇那个不能关的门。
And when Jesus, who holds the keys, opens the door, no man can shut.
当主耶稣用那个钥匙打开这扇门的时候，是没有人能够关上。Maybe
the Jews resisted him. Maybe the Roman government resisted him. Maybe the businessmen in the town resisted. But when God opens the doors, people were getting saved and the church was being built.
也许是犹太人，也许是官府，也许是撒旦在那边要想阻挡他们。但是当耶稣开了这扇门，就没有任何人能够拦阻他。You
know, do you think when the Lord wants to start something, that he has people pray for the doors to open in that particular place?
如果神要在一个地方做任何的工作，他希望我们能够祷告，借着祷告能够让主为我们开一扇门。You
remember Paul and Barney went out on their first journey.
当保罗跟巴拿巴他们第一次旅行布道的时候，They
came to Cyprus. That's Barney's hometown.
他们来到居比路，那是巴尼的家乡。And
they met Sergius Paulus, who was the governor of Cyprus.
他们在那边遇见了士求保罗，他是那个岛上的那个族长。Now
Paul wanted to preach the gospel to Sergius
Paulus.然后保罗要那边向这个士求保罗传福音。But
there was a guy, a magician named
Elymas.但是在那边有一个行法术的人，他的名字叫以吕马。And
he was hindering Paul from getting to see the governor, making excuses, doing things.
他就在那边做一些事情，要阻止保罗向士求保罗传福音。What
do you do?
那你做什么呢?
Paul says, in the name of Jesus, get out of the way.
保罗在那边就说,奉耶稣基督的名,让你离开这个地方。
Not only did that magician go blind,
不仅仅那个请法术的人变瞎了,
but Sergius Paulus got saved.
然后士修保罗也得救。
That's a two-in-one special.
这个就是一石二鸟。
Power of the resurrection.
这就是那复活的大能。
I wonder what Paul means. He's been fellowshipping and knowing the Lord and the power of his resurrection.
我想知道保罗到底是如何的经历他的复活大能和与基督受苦有份。
The more he sees the effectual work of the power of the resurrection, the more confidence he has, even when things are going terribly, that God will overcome.
当他经历了更多基督耶稣的复活大能的工作之后，他就更加的有这个把握，他能够这样子来服侍主。
I wonder if Paul was praying one day, and as he was fellowshipping with Jesus, the Lord says, you know what, I'm trying to explain things to you, better that you just get on the elevator, and he took him up to the third heaven.
我知道有一天当他跟基督在那边交通的时候，主说我要有一些更高的事情要向你启示，你最好去坐上电梯，上到第三层天里。Now
do you see what's going on, Paul? Do you see the spiritual warfare? Do you see the victories going on? Do you see it from the heavenly perspective?
从天上，保罗，你能够看见在地上进行的这些事情，属灵的征战等等。
All I know is when he got back down to earth, he didn't tell anybody what he saw. But have you ever noticed somebody who's seen Christ and the power of his resurrection? That person is bigger somehow.
你有没有遇见一些人，他们真的能够经历，能够看见主耶稣基督复活的大能，他们的里面被扩大？
I don't know, I can't explain it, but when you see somebody who's been there, they're larger.
我好像很难解释这件事情，就是有些人你遇见了，你就知道他们的里面是广大。
They have a different viewpoint.
他们好像有一个不同的眼光。
Perhaps we could say they have more gravitas.
你甚至可以说他们里边有那个庄严。
I don't know if you've ever listened to Brother T. Austin Sparks' messages.
我不知道你有没有听过斯百克弟兄讲道。
But the one thing I can say just from hearing the audio, I've never met the man.
我虽然没有，从来没有遇见过他，我听过他的录音。
When the man opens his mouth, he's been there.
当他开口讲道的时候，你知道他确实看见。
He's not talking about the ground of resurrection. He's standing on the ground of resurrection.
他不是只是讲论复活的那个地位，他是经历到正在站立在复活的地位上。
It was about 50 years ago I first met Brother Stephen Kamp.
大概50年前我第一次遇见江弟兄。
I was a young pastor in a meeting in North Carolina, and Brother Kong was speaking in the same city in North Carolina.
我那个时候在北卡的一个教会里边做牧养的工作，那么江弟兄刚好也在附近的城讲道。
Now, a dear brother and sister, they invited me to come down to this person's house where Brother Stephen was speaking that weekend.
有弟兄姊妹邀请我到一个家庭聚会，那个地方江弟兄那天有分享。
They said, this is the guy who's translated Watchman Nee. And I'd read a lot of those books.
他们跟我讲说，这就是这位弟兄把很多尼陀生弟兄的书翻译过来的那一位。
So I went into a meeting. Maybe there were 40 people there.
也许大概有40多位的弟兄姊妹在那里。
I immediately started narrowing it down, looking for somebody Chinese.
然后我就开始在那边想找一位从中国来的弟兄。
Now there were about 4 or 5 men there, Chinese.
大概有四到五位的弟兄看起来像是中国人。
Saw a tall, handsome guy, so that must be him.
我看见一个很高大英俊的人物，我觉得他可能就是江弟兄。
Looked around, I saw a big, strong bull of a guy, so that's gotta be him.
或者看见另外一位很巨大的，然后他可能就是江弟兄。
But our brother Stephen was sitting up in the first row. I couldn't even see him with a little gray suit on. Everybody else is wearing shorts and flip-flops.
所以很多的弟兄姊妹都是穿得很随意，但是呢，有一位很弱。看起来很小的一位弟兄穿着他的西装坐在第一排，我看不清楚。
And when he finally stood up, I saw this little man.
当他最后站起来的时候，我看见这位很矮小的一个人。
And actually his palsy or Parkinson's was pretty bad and he was shaking.
但是他好像那个时候也患有帕金森症，然后他就有颤抖。
All he had was his Bible in his hand. It was shaking.
他好像只拿着手里面拿着圣经，但是却在那边。
Took him a while to find the page.
好像要花一定的时间才能够找到那他要读的经文。
But then he prayed.
然后他就开始祷告。
He said, "Dear Lord."
他说：“亲爱的主。
”And I knew he'd been there.
我就知道他。
He knew the Lord.
去过那个地方。
You can say, dear Lord, or dear Lord, or anything you want. You can make it sentimental. You can make it hard, anything you want. But you can tell when somebody knows him.
你可以用不同的音调、不同的语气来呼喊说，亲爱的主。但是有一个人，你一进听见他一开口，你就知道他认识这位主。
And every single simple word of his prayer killed me.
他祷告的每一句话每一个词都把我在那边击杀。
I was a pastor. I didn't know this one that he knew.
我虽然是一个牧师，但是我却不认识这一位他所认识的主。
There's just something different about somebody who's been there.
这就是有一个认识主的人他能够带来的那个改变。
That's what the Lord wants in his church.
这是主所要的教会。
When somebody comes in our midst, we don't have to be brilliant and give intellectual messages on how many angels on the head of a pin.
当人们来到教会的时候，他们不需要听见一篇高谈阔论，讲有多少个天使站在那个针头上。
A simple prayer, a simple testimony, a simple weeping, and you see Jesus is here.
一个简单的祷告，一篇简单的信息，让你知道说耶稣就在那里。
So if you get my point, what I'm trying to say is, the more we know Jesus, the more power through Christ in you.
我想说的就是，你越多的认识基督，你就会显出更多的他复活的大能。
Now, if you've come here this weekend to gain more knowledge about the power of the resurrection, you may be disappointed.
如果这个周末你来的目的不过是想得到更多关于他复活大能的知识的话，你会很失望。
But if you understand what I've just been saying, and you pray this simple prayer, Jesus, I want to be there.
如果你明白我在说什么的话，就可以有这样的一个简单的祷告，说耶稣啊，我愿意达到那个地方。
I want to know in reality what I'm talking about.
我愿意知道说我这边所讲的到底是不是实际经历。
Then you've learned the burden of our simple time together this week.
那你就能够明白说这个就是我们这次特会的那个负担。
Imagine Paul when he saw the Lord on the road to Damascus. He had no idea about God. He'd never seen God.
你记不记得保罗经过大马色之后，大马色路上的经历之后，他才明白说他根本就不认识这位神。
But now he saw Shekinah love.
然而现在他却看见了这位荣耀的主。
And all his righteousness, he'd never heard a word from God. And now Jesus is talking to him.
他在那边所追求的那些公义，现在主耶稣基督
认识他。 This changed his whole life inside.
他就一下子改变了他，他的人生就完全的被改变。
But we need to be careful that we continue to make this point.
我们要继续。
Paul saw the Lord on the road to Damascus.
保罗在去大马色的路上看见了主。
And Paul also saw Christ crucified on the road to Damascus.
在去大马色的路上，保罗也同时看见了那被钉十字架的主。
Because you see, if you see the power of his resurrection, you also have to have seen the cross.
这就是说，如果你要看见复活的大能，你同时也必须看见他的十字架。
And we have our brothers wonderfully speaking.On how Paul had to get rid of his rubbish.
我们的弟兄非常奇妙地跟我们看见保罗如何的丢弃万事，做看为粪土。
But what kind of a cost was that once he had seen the lover of his life?
当他遇见了他灵魂的爱人的时候，这是需要付上的一个何等的代价。
Now, whenever we want to see more of him and the power of his resurrection, and we're not seeing it, it's because something is standing in the way.That needs the cross.
什么时候我们想要得看见更多他复活的能力的时候，却看不见，那么就是有些东西在那边拦阻了我。
But now I don't want to talk about the cross because the other brothers are doing a better job.
当然，我在这边主要不是要讲十字架，因为其他的弟兄们能够讲得更好。
I want to keep it positive.
我愿意在这边讲一些更正面、更积极的事情。
So I'm going to look from an angle.
我要从一个角度来讲。
First.The Lord reveals himself to us.
第一件事情就是主自己要来启示，向我们显现，他要启示他的自己。
And then we go through the stripping of the cross.
然后我们要经历这个十字架的对付和剥夺。
Which brings us to our goal.
然后就带领我们来到我们的那个标杆面前。
It's like that familiar verse we all know in 2 Corinthians 3:18.
我们来看这哥林多后书第三章很熟悉的这个经文。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成。
How kind and merciful of the Lord to show us himself.
主是何等的有恩慈有怜悯，他把他自己向我们显现。
There we are, and what Paul really is saying is that there we are looking in the Word of God and we see the glory of Jesus.
保罗在这边说，这就是我们当我们打开神的话语的时候，我们就在里边看见了我们的荣耀的主耶稣。
And that's the beginning of a transforming work.
这就是神开始来改变我们的那个工作的起点。
The Lord may show you a vision, or you may receive a call from the Lord.
主也许会给你一个意象，也许你会听见主对你有一个呼召。
And it's a call for you to live and serve Him by resurrection life.
是这样的一个呼召，让你能够靠着基督复活的大能来为他做见证。
You see it on a mountain top.
你在山顶上看见了。
Or at Sonoma State University.
在这个索诺玛的这个大学里，
I've seen the Lord.
我看见了主。
I've heard His call.
我听见了他的呼召。
A wonderful experience.
这实在是一个奇妙的经历。
Then we go down from the mountain through the stripping in the valley.
然后我们就要来下山，要在这个山谷里边接受十字架的剥夺。
Of course, now you're too smart because you know the Bible, so I can't trick you.
当然，你们现在都很聪明，你们都很熟悉圣经，我没有办法来骗你。
But if I said, how many of you want to be a powerful, influential person like Joseph and be a prime minister? Yeah, that's me.
如果我要问说，你们都在座有多少人愿意成为有能力的，像约瑟那样做宰相？你们就会说，我愿意。
So God gave Joseph dreams of greatness.
神把这个伟大的这个意象赐给了约瑟。
And took him through the road until he became great in spirit.
然后就带他上了路，到了最终，他就能够在灵里边达到了神所要他去的那个高度。
But when he finally gained that final position, it sure looked different from that side than it did when he first saw the vision, right? The dream.
当他来到了这个终点的时候，回头看，跟他一开始所想象的那个路是完全不一样。
So we have Paul's Galatian testimony.
所以我们就有保罗在加拉太书里边给我们的见证。
The resurrection, the cross, the goal.
复活，十字架，标杆。
First, God baited him.With a vision.
首先神用意象来得到他。
Now, you think God wants to capture you?
你知道神要如何的得着你吗？
So he's like, so Paul's like a donkey. So he has a little stick and he's got a carrot out in front of Paul. Say, here Paul, look, 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 look.
保罗好像那头驴，那么神为了要得着他，就要用一个棍子在他的眼前来吸引他。
What did Paul see?
保罗看见了什么？
Galatians 1:15 and 16.
加拉太书一章十五节十六节。
When God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son in me, so that I might preach Him to the Gentiles. Here, 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 Paul, here, Paul. Paul goes, hang on, hang
on. 然而，他把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。叫我把它传在外邦人中，好像神就在这边用这个来吸引宝。
Imagine Christ revealed in me. That's my message.
可以想象一下，基督被启示在我的里头，这个就是我要传的那个信息。
Okay, let's go. Let's preach.
那我们现在就可以出去来传这个道。
Wait a minute. Some problems.
哎，等一下，有一个问题。
I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, but I actually went into the desert for 3 years.
我没有马上去找那些比我属血气的人来商量，我到旷野里边待了三年。
Paul, I want you to catch up on your Bible reading.
保罗啊，我愿意你在这边再补补课，把圣经再多读一下。
I want you to see me from Genesis to Malachi.
我愿意你从创世纪一直到马拉基书再来看我。
And then when he got out of the desert, he went down to Jerusalem and he started preaching. And the apostle said, wait just a minute, Paul. I think you better go home to mommy and daddy.
所以当他离开旷野，后来来到耶路撒冷传道的时候，那么年长的弟兄们就说，保罗，你先要等一等，你要回到你的父亲。
And he went home to mommy and daddy. Good thing he did.
然后他确实是回到了他的家乡。
Because he went through that terrible experience of wanting to serve God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, but his flesh kept holding him down.
他确实在那边学了功课，因为他虽然有那样子的强烈的爱心和热情要来服侍主，但是他的肉体却把他拦住。
He said, "There's nothing good within me."
那么最后他会说，在我肉体之中毫无良善。
And then Galatians 2:20.
然后就来到了加拉太书第二章二十节。
Goes right through Christ crucified.
就在那边直接来到主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He was crucified with Christ.
他就与耶稣基督同钉十字架。
And now Christ not only could be revealed in him, but was living out of him.
现在耶稣基督不仅能被启示在他的心里边，现在也能够活在他的里面。
Which brings us to the goal in Galatians in chapter 6, verses 14 and 15.
然后最后再带我们来到加拉太书第六章十四十五节这边就是那个标杆。
Here's Paul, the mighty man of God.
这里这个为主大大使用的保罗。
But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. But a new creation.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因着十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的。
Through Christ crucified, right into the new creation.
借着基督钉十字架，我们就来到新造的里面。
Let's talk about Paul's revelations in the book of Romans.
我们来看一下保罗在罗马书那边给我们看见他的得到的启示。
You know, whatever happened to him in his Christian experience, he understood spiritually.
他在他的讲道里边给我们看见他属灵的领会。
So when he was baptized, he got the revelation.
当他受洗的受浸的时候，他得到了启示。
I don't think Peter was so clear on this, but Paul immediately saw it.
我觉得好像彼得都没有看得这么清楚，但是当保罗受浸的时候，他一下就领会了他的属灵意义。
Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
罗马书第六章第四节。
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Paul says, I see it. I'm living on the resurrection side. They pulled me up from the water, and I'm living a new life with Jesus.
保罗说，我看见了，当他们把我从水里面拉上来的时候，我现在是过活在基督耶稣的那个复活的里面。
Well, unfortunately, he bumped into Romans chapter 7, the I zone.
但是很可惜的，他接下来就要经历罗马书第七章这边给我们看见那个自我的那个范围。
I don't understand what I'm doing.
我不明白我在做什么。
I want to be holy.
我想要圣洁。
I'm not.
但是我却做不到。
I want to be righteous.
我想公义。
I'm not.
但我却做不到。
There is nothing good within me that is in my flesh.
在我的里面，就是在我肉体之中毫无良善。
Wait a minute, I went through the baptismal unity thing in position, but I haven't experienced it yet. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this death?
等一等，我虽然借着受浸，我已经与基督联合，站在了那个地位上头，但是我却没有那个经历，没有那个实际，我实在是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
？That's when he came into the res zone.
这就是
resurrection zone.
这就是如何他最后就被带到这个复活的这个境界里头，这个范围里。
At the point of his complete discouragement, the Holy Spirit went.
在他最对自己最为绝望的那个时刻，圣灵在这边向他吹气。
There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the laws of sin and death.
感谢主，在那个时候他就看见说是靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了，如今在基督耶稣里边就没有定罪了。
And a little later in verse 11, if the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in me.
然后最后到了第十一节这边说到，如果那叫耶稣基督从死里复活者的灵住在你们心里，
then he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to this mortal body through his spirit.
那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过了。
How do you get out of the Romans 7 sloth of despond?
你们可以怎么样子能够从这个罗马书第七章这种无奈、这种绝望里边被带领、被释放出来呢？
You walk in the spirit.
是借着活在灵里。
Suddenly you feel the anti-gravity as you are raised up onto higher ground.
突然之间借着死而复活的能力，你好像就能够克服这个地心的引力，能够被上升。
So Paul expresses these same things, not just for himself, but as he speaks to the church.
保罗在这边不仅只是讲到他自己的经历，而是在这边向教会述。
And again, we see this threefold process.
我们再次在这边看见这个三面的这个过程。
First, you lay hold of a vision.
首先，你必须要得到那个意象。
Then you are stripped by Christ crucified.
然后你基督的十字架要来把你剥夺。
And then you live on new ground.
然后你就被带到一个新的复活的境界里边来生活。
This is the Lord transforming the inner man.
这个是神如何的来改变我们里面的人。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22, we see the turning point of this as Paul speaks to the church.
所以在以弗所书第四章第二十二节这边我们就看见这个转捩点。
And these three verses show us these three stages.
有三个词来给我们看见这三个过三个阶段。
And verse 4, chapter 4 verse 22.
第四章第二十二节以弗所书。
In reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old man, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏了，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Now, which of those three verses comes first?
那么这三句话哪一句是第一首先出来的呢？
Verse 22, 23 or 24?
是22节还是23节或者24节？
Well, he mentions verse 22 first, put off the old man, because that's his exhortation.
当然他首先是说的22节要脱去你们从前的行为，当然这是他的一个鼓励。
How can you put off the old man?
但是你如何的脱去你的旧人？
You can't.
你没有办法。
Unless you've seen verse 23.
除非你看见了23节。
Now, verse 23 talks about a renewing in the deepest part of your mind by a revelation as to who you are.
这个第23节其实是说到因着这个属圣灵的开启你的里边看见的那个意象，它来更新变换。
Now I ask you a question. Now, who are you? Are you the old man or are you the new man?
让我来问你一个问题：你是你的旧造呢？你是你的旧我呢？还是一个新造的
？A lot of you say, "Well, I'm somewhere in between."
很多人会说，我就在这两个之间。
I'm like the neutral man.
我好像是那个中立的人。
I'm trying not to be the old man.
我试图不要做那个旧人。
But when God enlightens you, you see He's been crucified.
但是当如果主开启你的眼睛看见说那个旧人已经被钉死
There's no more old man.
已经没有 再有旧人了。
Who are you?
你到底是谁呢
Well, then, am I the new man?
我是新人吗
Is it possible that I'm a new man?
是可能的事吗
Who is the new man?
谁是这位新人
It's a man with Christ in me.
而是基督在我们的里面的那一位
Living his life out through me.
借着我能够活出他的生命
Is that who I am?
这个是我所示吗
Notice the definition in verse 24. Who is the new man?
我们看一下24节这边给我们看见新人的那个定义。
He's in the process of creation.
他是在这个被造的过程里头。
He's created in the likeness of God.
他是照着真理的仁义和圣洁造的。
In these two dimensions.
这是他的那两个方面。
You as a new creation are being created like God in righteousness and holiness of truth.
你这位新人是照着神的形象，也就是有他的仁义和圣洁那个形象。
Now that's who you are.
这个是你的所。
Now you got to see that is finished.
你必须要看见这一点，因为这个工作神已经完成了。
I'm not an old man anymore.
我已经不再是那个旧人了。
All right, then take off his pajamas.
当然，把你的这个睡衣要脱掉。
And step into who you are by the power of the resurrection.
然后来站立在你自己所。得到的这个新造的地位借着这个复活的大能。
But you see, the whole thing depends on you seeing who you are.
你看见吗所有这一切都取决于你是不是看见了你的所事。
And then you go through the process of laying aside the old man.
然后你才经历这个过程要脱去你的旧人。
Oh, the old man has a lot of habits, doesn't he?
当然这个旧人是有很多旧的习惯对不对
Alright, you're going to have to unlearn some old habits.
你在这个时候要停止要抛弃一些旧的习惯。
But now they're no longer your habits, you just need to get rid of them.
他们已经不再是你的习惯了你就是把他们脱掉就是了。
You got bigger fish to fry.
你现在有一个更大的目标。
You're on a new ground now.
你在一个新的境界里头。
Let go of those nasty temptations and those lusts of the flesh, let them go.
所有那一切的私欲的迷惑都让他们过去。
Boy, if you saw the light of all the evil lurking on television and media,especially on the devil's tool, the iPhone.
你要是看一看周围这个世界充满了那么多的诱惑，特别是这个魔鬼用的最多的就是我们的手机。
If the light ever flashed on what's really going on behind pornography, just as one example.
那就用一个例子，如果圣灵的启示给你看见这个像这个黄色的东西、色情的东西有这么大的诱惑力。
Do you get the idea that those people employed in that pornography love each other, are having a wonderful time?
你觉得那些从事这些活动的这些人，他们是彼此相爱吗？他们在一起是有美好的时光吗？
They probably hate each other.
他们其实是彼此相
恨。And hate what they're doing.
他们也恨恶他们自己所做的。
And it's all a fake show anyway.
那些都不过是假冒的。
But do you think there's something powerful in that?
你没有感觉到那个背后有一种势力吗？
Yeah, by the principality, prince of the air.
是借着空中掌权者的恶魔。
Seducing away children of God.
把神的百姓诱惑引诱堕落。
Oh, for the deliverance that can just swipe that off.
那要从这里边得到释放的话，你就把它丢掉。
But you see, you got to see who you are first.
但是首先你必须要能够看见你到底是谁。
If you're a young person and you still think you're just like all the rest of the kids who don't know the Lord, then you don't understand the truth.
如果一个年轻人，在座的年轻人，你仍然觉得你跟你的其他没有信主的朋友是一样的话，那么你就不能得到释放。
Well, I can see I've already overshot my time here, but let me just finish with one last perspective on finding the power of the resurrection in ministry.
那么最后我想说到的一点就是如何在我们的服事里边能够找到那个复活的道。
I thank God for every young person who feels called to serve the Lord.
我为着每一位得到这个呼召来服事他的年轻人感谢主。
They serve the Lord. Try to find ways of teaching Sunday school, whatever it might be.
他们在很多的事情上，包括教主日学的事情上来服侍我们的主。
But the problem with servants who are called of God is twofold.
但是这个主对他们的呼召是有两个方面。
Either number one, they think they're invincible.
或者他们会觉得自己好像是不可战胜。
Unlimited.
他们是无穷尽的。
Now mind you, a good servant of God says, Lord, I am nothing. I am so weak. Oh, I can't do anything. And all the time to say, hey, I can go anywhere, do anything.
神的仆人有些时候会说，主啊，我什么都不是，我什么都不能做，我没有能力。有些仆人却说，我可以到任何的地方去做任何的事。
My wife and I like to read Spurgeon for devotions in the morning.
我和我的妻子，我们喜欢早上灵修的时候读斯布珍弟兄的书。
And he has one quote that I think gets a lot of servants of God in trouble.
我相信有一句话他说的，很多的人爱引用，但是却让很多的服事主的人觉得很麻烦。
He says, a servant of God is immortal until God is through with him.
他说，除非神在他们的，在神的仆人身上的工作完成了，他们觉得自己是不死的人。
So if a man thinks he can do anything, go everywhere, he's got superpowers,he's in for an exhaustion episode.
很多的仆人觉得自己可以做任何的事情，他们有无尽的力量，但是到最后他们却完全的精疲力尽。
And for any servant of God, it's your fault if you haven't read Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret.
如果你是服事主的人，还没有读过戴德生弟兄的那个属灵的秘诀那本书的话，你会受一些亏损。
Because you'll come to the end of yourself.
因为你一定会来到你自己的尽头。
I got a list of 11 names I was going to go through here of servants of God who got exhausted.
我大概这边列了11位仆人，他们都同样有这样子来到尽头的经历。
But they all learned the next lesson of a servant of God.
但是他们却都学会了另外一位神的仆人所学的那个功课。
The power that comes through a vessel once he's been broken.
那就是神的能力只是要能够在那些被破碎的器皿身上才能够被彰显出来。
Sounds like a reversal. You'd think God would pump up with a lot of electricity, a servant of God.
我们会觉得是应该是反过来，他必须完全被神的力量充满了以后，他才可以得到力量来服侍。
But surely a servant eventually loses his Bible? No. But you see, as we see in this story here where Paul says,But we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We're afflicted in every way, etc., etc., etc.
但是保罗在这边却让我们看见说我们有这个宝贝在瓦器里要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我。
Is it unkind to say the Lord has to break a servant's health in order for treasure to come out?
为着让这个宝贝的能力能够显出来，神必须要来破碎这个瓦器。那么这个是不是神不够恩慈，有恩慈呢？
At least the Lord has to break their delusion of omnipotence.
至少神要必须把他们对自我的那个把握，好像我是全能的这一位，这个观念打破。
That treasure comes out.
然后那个宝贝才能够出来。
Sometimes they're so weak.
有些时候这个瓦器是如此的软弱。
But their words are like gold.
然而他们的发出来的言语却像金子一样宝贵。
So Paul gives us a whole letter in 2 Corinthians of things he's been through that makes him the mightier in ministry.
所以保罗哥林多后书这边给我们看见保罗所经历的那么多的苦难，结果最后却是像金金那样的服侍。
The theme is when I am weak, then I am strong, the Lord told me.
他最后可以这样说，我什么时候软弱了，我什么时候就刚强了。
So in the first chapter, he talks about going through such a difficult time that he despaired of life until he learned he could only trust in the one who raises from the dead in chapter 1 verse 9.
在第一章第九节那边说，他经历了如此多的困难，甚至连活命的指望都断绝了，但是到最后看见是神的能力带他经过。
Or listen to what he says at the end of the letter in chapter 13 verse 14.
然后
4.
他在第13章这边结尾的时候第四节所说的。
Here's somebody who knows the Lord.
这个就是一位认识主的人所说的话。
Chapter 13 verse 4.
13章第四节。
For though he was crucified in weakness,
他因软弱被钉在十字架上。
Who's he speaking about?
他在说谁呢?
Jesus.
是耶稣。
He was crucified in weakness as a human being, weak and exhausted.
他作为人子，作为人，他软弱，他已经完全筋疲力尽。
For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God.
他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。
For we also are weak in him.
我们也是这样同他软弱。
But we live with him by the power of God toward you.
但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
I'll only flash one more 2 Corinthians flashcard at you, because the whole thing is full of how his strength comes through you when you get out of the way and let Christ live in you and through you.
我最后再要再提一点，哥林多后书里面给我们看见的，神是如何的借着他的软弱来把他的能力彰显出。
A couple of verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 through 16, and the story behind it, and we're done.
哥林多后书第二章这边提到了几件事情。
But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one an aroma from death to death, to the other an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things?
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上都有基督馨香之气。
And here he says the Lord always leads us in triumph. That's resurrection ground, you know.
这边他说神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，这就是那个死而复活的那个地位。
But here's the story.
这是这个故事。
Paul went to Troas and a door opened for the gospel in the city of Troas.
保罗在特罗亚那个地方，神在那边也为他开了传福音的门。
The saints had been praying and the door was opened.
圣徒们祷告，门被开了。
He got there and meant to stay for a couple of months perhaps and reap a harvest of souls.
他在那边大概待了几个月时间，在那边有福音的收获。
But he failed.
然而他却失败。
He packed up his bag and left with a door open and work undone.
那个时候他可以这样做，但是他却没有，他把他的行李收拾起来，他的工作在那边没有完成。
Servant of God, failure.
好像神的工人失败。
Why did he fail?
他为什么失败呢?
Because he'd written 1 Corinthians,And he'd sent it to the Corinthians by Titus, and he was waiting to hear if the Corinthians were okay or if their church was going to go under because of the works of the flesh.
因为他写了哥林多前书， 叫提多把那个书信送到那边，他在那边等候，要听到他们接到书信以后是一个什么样的反应。
And when Titus didn't show up, delayed showing up, Paul couldn't take it. He couldn't even preach the gospel. He was so upset to know what was going on in Corinth, and he left and went across the straits to Philippi to try to go find Titus. I gotta find out what's happening.
因为提多没有按时来到，所以他心里面是非常的不安。那么最后他说，我都没办法服侍了，我必须要离开这个地方，要进到马其顿，要去寻找提多，要知道在哥林多到底怎么样。
When he finally met Titus, Titus said, Paul, God came down on that church by your letter.
提多最后遇见他，跟他说，保罗最后神来到了这个哥林多这个地方，我把信交给了他。
And the people have kept the testimony of Jesus, and they confess their love for you.
这些人他们持守了基督耶稣的见证，而且他们接受了你给他们的书信。
So Paul says as he looks back,
那么保罗现在回想起，回头来看，
Jesus has taken resurrection ground.
因为耶稣基督有了那个复活的地位。
He's leading a triumphal march into the New Jerusalem.
他就在那边带领这个得胜的军队在向耶路撒冷行进。
He lets me join in that triumphal procession.
他就让我也成为那个得胜军队的一员。
Even though I seem to fail.
甚至我看起来已经失败了。
Because I didn't fail.
但是我没有失败。
Because it turned out that my inability in Troas was a testimony to God's deep love for Corinth.
因为我在特罗亚这个地方好像的这个外面的失败，其实却显出了神对哥林多教会的那个巨大的爱。
And the lesser had to be sacrificed at this moment for the greater issue of the church and the testimony of Jesus Christ in Corinth.
为着耶稣基督的在哥林多那个地方的见证这个伟大的事情，那么这些暂时的一个小的工作必须要被先被放到一边。
And so even as a servant of God may fail, you never fail in the triumphal profession of Christ because he turns everything into victory by the power of the resurrection.
即便神的仆人在工作上有失败，但是基督永远不失败，他会带领在这个复活的根基上头带领他得胜的军队一直向仇敌夸胜。
So no wonder Paul can write this love song in Philippians.
难怪保罗能够写哥林多书信。
Imagine what it's like living in a Roman jail. They may come at you any minute and kill you.
他那个时候好像活在罗马监狱里头，任何时候都可以失去生命。
And he's pursuing Jesus while he's in jail.
然而他在监狱里边继续的来追求主。
He's singing love songs.
他在那边唱这首爱的诗歌。
What am I doing today?
我今天还在做什么呢？
Forgetting what lies behind.
忘记背后的。
Stretching forth to what's before.
努力面前的。
I press on, I press on, I press on to know him. He's my high calling.He's my reward. He's my lover.
我要向着标杆直跑，要得基督耶稣从上面来召我所得的奖赏。他是爱我。
The power of the resurrection through Christ in me.
这个基督耶稣基督这个复活的大能借着基督在我的里面被彰显出来。
Oh Lord, that's our simple prayer.
主啊，这是我们简单的祷告。
Do work this work within our hearts and souls.
确实把这样的工作做成在我们的心和我们的魂里头。
Gather us together as one mature man. What an impossible thing to do except by the power of the cross and the resurrection.
借着圣灵和复活的借着十字架和圣灵和复活的大能，圣灵要把我们众人召聚在一起，做成这个新人。
Thank you for your mercy.
我们感谢你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.